jump.
Move it along.
Yeah.
Jelly.
Be jelly. Pass the oranges.
Or please give me.
Give me an orange, an apple.
Please give me an orange.
Thank you.
Well, those neighbor, those boys are the ones that's guilty. They took them.
Okay.
I'd say those boys.
All right. What would be, if I had it in the right place for you to use that expression?
It's over there.
Over there.
All right. Do it.
Do it the way I'm doing it.
All right. You ever put it that way? Do it.
This way.
This way, yeah.
All right. Who?
Who owns this orchard?
All right. Boy. Then you'd add to that what to identify him in terms of the father.
Here's a boy whose father is a football coach.
Why? What do you call the inside of a cherry? That hard part.
Pit.
Yeah, pit.
And the hard inside of a peach.
Stone.
Peach stone.
And the stone, I should say the peach that is hard to get off the stone.
Clings.
Cling stone.
And the, on the other hand, the kind of peach that comes easily off.
The free stone. Stone.
The inside of the apple, the hard part, is called the
core.
And pieces of dried apple, do you have a name for them?
Yeah, schnitzen.
Schnitzen parties they'd have when they make apples for cider and apple butter.
Schnitzen parties.
Yeah, one crew would do the peeling and the next gang would do the corn and the next bunch would do the schnitzen.
Ready to dry.
Yeah, a regular assembly line. Like.
And you put them up on a roof, do you, or someplace where the animals are out of way?
I think our grandparents dried a lot of the fruits, but we never did.
Well, a lot of them they shoved in the oven and kind of dried them, had the door open on the oven, you know, during the daytime.
Yes. Very, that would be the
walnut.
What do you call the hard cover on it, the outside?
The hull.
The hull, yeah.
That would be called the
peanuts.
And any other name that you used for the peanut. I ran across the expression ground peas, ground nuts in some cases.
They're all gone.
All gone.
All right.
Radish?
Yes.
It'll be a radish or an onion.
All right, and then a little later on, the vegetable that usually is yellow or orange, we can make catsup out of it, for example. That would be the
tomato.
Tomato.
And then also the vegetable that has a long green leaf, I guess you'd call it. It's white. It's hot. I didn't get that. It would be the
onion.
Okay. And
okay, the winter onions you'd have. They're winter. The earliest yet. The winter
onions are those you plant in the fall, you know.
You do plant those in the fall.
Yeah.
Yeah. What would you call that?
Just shelling beans.
All right. It's, maybe it would be green sometimes, more green than yellow.
String bean?
I was thinking of the kind that is really flat and an individual.
A lima bean? Mm-hmm. It's lima? Is it?
Yeah, the lima bean.
All right. And you will, we call that the...
string bean.
String bean. Okay.
And I believe butter bean's another name for a lima bean, some people would call them.
All right. What do you call the, the edible part of the dandelion?
Greens.
Greens.